Vice President John Mahama has called on the National Media Commission to partner government in pushing for the Media Development Fund, which has been on the drawing board. He said the fund will help train journalists to attain higher professional and ethical standards in response to the excesses which characterize deviant journalism. The Vice President was speaking at a program to mark the anniversary of the repeal of the criminal libel law. The program was organized by the Media Foundation for West Africa. Pascalina Dadevo reports.
The repeal of the criminal libel and sedition law has freed media practitioners from being prosecuted for publishing falsehood affecting the government, president or public official. After a decade of the historic repeal, which was unanimously approved in parliament during the previous regime, many think the repeal has made the Ghanaian media reckless and unprofessional in their work, which may threaten free speech in Ghana. Others also think the repeal has contributed to the growth of a vibrant and critical media that has won Ghana the reputation of having one of the most media-friendly on the continent. To former President Kufuor, there must be continual celebration of the repeal since it is critical to deepening democracy and enhancing public accountability.
Media and world medium really agencies, you are there to be the spokesperson for the spread of this error that is rushing on so fast around the globe. And you should think, because you have the power of the pen, that you become higher than the constitution that acknowledged you and the laws that gave you the freedom to express yourself. Then I say you are mistaken. The freedom of man rises up against you. We don't want that to happen, because the speed at which the world is moving, no one individual will be able to advocate the causes that media, as organized as you are, will be able to advocate. So we need you. But then if you do not exercise the code of that we've spoken about so much. If there is a code, then there must be a regulatory authority. And that should be the media commission. Every media hub or broadcasting company should have embedded in it a regulatory system to ensure that the practitioners exercise their freedom of expression with a high sense of responsibility.
Vice President John Mahama was worried about the many anonymous publications on the internet and other media. He said the way to go is self-regulation, and the Media Commission should be made a permanent office like the NCCE, among others.
We have an increasing number of websites that publish news on Ghana, and in a lot of cases you find libelous information on these websites. But because they don't have a corporate identity that exists within your jurisdiction, you cannot exercise any remedial rights that you might have in case of your libel. And these are all worrying issues that we need to think about. But like we've all said, the way to go is not to go back to criminalizing speech or enforcing more regulations and sanctions. The way to go is self-regulation. But as we said, self-regulation has its limits. We have cases where the ethics committee of the DJA has invited people and they have refused to go and just said, we won't go. And that creates a difficulty for the DJA. But my one regret is that our constitution drafters, in all the beauty of what they did not make the NMC a permanent commission. I think that we should have made it a full-time commission.
The executive director of the Media Foundation for West Africa, Professor Kwame Kakari, appealed to government to take steps to review Section 208 of the Criminal Offences Act, which he described as the so-called causing fear and panic law. He urged the Ministries of Information and Communications to speed up the processes for preparing the broadcasting bill for passage soon. For Radio Ghana, Pascaline Adadevu, Accra.
The Media Foundation for West Africa says the repeal of the criminal and seditious libel law 10 years ago has done more good to society than the so-called harm some observers believe it has caused. To the Deputy Executive Director of the Foundation, Suleiman Abraima, the issue or argument is not about what some deviant media houses are doing as a result of the repeal, but the expansion of free speech and press freedom it has brought. To him, the challenges of the repeal are enormous but surmountable and need to be dealt with.
if the repeal of the criminal libel law has led to what we are discussing as indecency in the media and all that, it is important for us also to acknowledge that the broadening of the space for freedom of expression, the fact that people are now able to express themselves freely without fear that I may be taken to Insawam or any of our prisons, the fact that somebody sitting somewhere in Kumbungu or in Tolong listening to us and can take a mobile phone and call in as you are about to open the phone lines, it is something that is so significant for our democracy. And going forward as a young democracy, these are some of the challenges that we definitely will confront, because this is a country where literacy rates are quite, not the best. We have people who don't even understand the dynamics of the media, the dynamics of public communications and all that. And so it is important that we appreciate these are challenges that we will face, and we need to adopt strategies to tackle these challenges.
Veteran broadcaster and journalism lecturer Nane Silfikondia says there's a need for collaboration between the National Media Commission and the GJA to ensure that the freedoms that came with the repeal of the criminal libel law are not unduly abused by the media.
When the Media Commission was established, there were people in this country in the media holding authority, in the media itself, was campaigned against the Media Commission itself, because they found the Media Commission was a rival or was superseding the GJA, for example. There was a dogfight, and it had always been made clear from the Commission to them that they have the megaphone, the Commission doesn't have. So A, if you have problems, let us know, because that's our mandate. B, if we want anything done, you should support and help us to get that done, to correct it for yourself, to correct it for the decency of the country, to correct it for the peace of this country.
Those were views of panelists on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Focus, which looked at 10 years of the repeal of the criminal libel law.